welcome to Traversing the Stars. I am JD, and please welcome my special guest, Lauren Howard Hayes. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hello, what an intro. Thank you, JD.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I hope you're happy to be here as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. I'm in my parents' backyard.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a little bit it's a little bit brighter where you're at. I'm assuming you're on the West Coast.
Yeah. Where are you at?
I'm on the East Coast, so it's full dark here. So full spooky vibes going on here.
I love it. Also, speaking of which, I am really digging your Big Lebowski poster back there.
Awesome. Thank you. So I love Big Lebowski. I'm not sure if I'm actually a Dudas priest. I'm not sure if you're have you ever heard of that. You can actually get ordained in the religion that came out of Big Lebowski called Dudism.
Oh, my God. I want to do that. How many hours did you have to study?
Oh, it was like 2 seconds. You just go online and click the thing. They're super laid back about it.
Yeah, that's very dude of them.
It's very dude of them, exactly. So yeah, I can actually, but like, it's like official too, because like, I guess the U.S. government can't say something isn't a religion. So I can actually legally marry people. So it's just this weird little flex I have in my back pocket.
God, that's great. Yeah, that should be a header on your resume.
Absolutely. Resume. Absolutely. Absolutely. Under special skills, he can marry you and he will. Yeah. So tell everybody at home about you.
So hey everybody at home. My name is Lauren and I'm a comedian, I'm an actor, I'm a writer. I'm from Orange County originally.
Nice.
I'm a character comedian. One of my first jobs actually was at Disneyland. I played Cruella de Vil.
Oh, how fun was that?
Oh my God, it was the best. I made so many kids cry.
Yeah, legitimately.
Also weird flex, but here we are.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was my favorite job. And then, I did that through college, and then I moved out to LA and got in the comedy scene. And I studied at Groundling, Second City, UCB, and I've been doing commercials.
Yeah.
Lately. So, yeah.
Nice. Nice. And as far as the character comedy goes, I think that's pretty evident in your TikTok. I'm still like dipping my toe into TikTok, but like I'm planning on starting to do videos any day now, but I just haven't. But yeah, I love your Melania Trump impression. That's a good one.
Thank you. It was like I just needed a way to
process.
Thank you. Well, everything was going on, and yeah. I love playing high status characters like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I mean Cruella de Vil.
Yeah,
so it kind of trickled over into Melania. I kind of play Melania like a Disney villain.
Yeah,
I don't want to alienate many people. I make fun of Trumps, but there's that line that I want to toe.
It's kind of reminiscent of like it really reminds me of like the really good like 90s SNL, like when Daryl Hammond playing Clinton, things like that. Like you're not really making a statement, but you're making fun of like the whole eccentricity of the whole thing.
Exactly. And also thank you, that was like a compliment for me. I'm an like 90s SNL is my
90s SNL is the best SNL
that I grew up on.
Same. Know?
Yeah. Who is your favorite character?
Oh my God. Okay. I've got to say it was probably, I've got several, but I've got to think maybe like Celebrity Jeopardy was my favorite segment, especially with Norm MacDonald as Turd Ferguson.
Throw over his hat. It's funny.
Fair. Yeah. And of course, I mean, Sean Connery, you can't go wrong with those.
Yeah.
God. I think you do, Trebek.
I just see the turtleneck.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they don't do that like they used to, for sure.
Yeah, bring it back, man. They're still crushing it on the show, and like the world moves faster now than it did then. So like kudos to them for keeping up.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, I mean, a good example of that is like the one they had a I barely get a chance to watch it anymore, but I see like the snippets and the songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had the Squid Game song. And I'm watching, I'm like, holy shit, they like just like spoiled the entire thing. Like that means somebody literally for those skits and that song went and just like binged the whole thing, which is not hard to do. I mean, I don't know if you've seen Squid Game yet, but
I haven't yet. So I should, I'm really glad I didn't see that episode then.
Do it. Do it. Yeah, it took us like we thought on a Sunday that we'll just check out one or two episodes and we'll just watch it like throughout the week. It was done by that night.
That's how you know.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
With Hacks. Have you seen Hacks?
Huh.
Oh, so good. It's an HBO Max show.
Okay.
Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder. And oh my God. Yeah. Hannah plays a character where she's a comedy writer and mm-hmm. she's shadowing or kind of like shadow writing for this Vegas big marquee comedian,
yeah,
Vivian Vance, and it's just their relationship is oil and water, and it's so good.
I'll have to check that out. That sounds really good.
Do it.
Yeah. So I got a chance to, I know it's not out yet as of recording, but I did get a chance to do to see the new movie that you're going to be in. So tell me how that was, because I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun ride.
Thank you. Oh my God. It was equally a fun of a ride. Did that make sense? Yeah. It did. for us, because it was like we were in the middle of the pancetta and I called the pandemic pancetta.
Just try to ease into it a little bit better.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit better on the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. I really don't want to remember my wine box subscription days in the early part of that.
Yeah.
but they were like, Lauren, we're going to shoot this movie. We've been working on an outline. We're going to shoot it in the Redwoods. We're going to go in like a month.
Yeah.
Do you want to play this part?
And yeah. I was
like, yes, please get me out of this house.
Yes.
And yeah, we just met up a few times and we kind of went through the outline that Sam, Peter and Steph, mm-hmm. Came up with. And
yeah.
Chris, and, yeah. And they were like, just have fun with it. And to be given that much trust felt really good.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like everybody on set was having fun. Like when you watch some movies, like you're not sure, but like when I was watching this, I was like, no, they're having a fucking blast through this.
Oh
one.
Yeah. it really helped that we all knew each other.
Yeah.
And I met the crew up there.
Yeah.
They all knew the crew, but yeah, I met Dom and Bobby and Kelsey, and I met them up there, and then we just all clicked instantly because it was like the real world house.
Yeah.
Pancetta style.
Yeah.
Indie filmmaking at its finest.
Yeah. And it was like it had this like kind of ridiculous vibe to it, but like it also kind of had some social commentary to it. I'm not trying to like spoil too much of it here, but I mean, like it definitely made fun of like kind of influencer vlogger culture a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
I played a character that was caught up in that world.
Yeah.
YouTube detective who will stop at nothing to get to the truth, but she might twist the truth in order to get the likes.
Oh, and it was just like, yeah, I know exactly the part you're talking about. I'm not going to say anything specific, but I was like, oh, man, like what is Freddie up to here? So I'm like, oh man, but I liked it. I mean like, you know, I my absolute favorite character from the movie though was Peppermint.
Oh my God, right?
How did he keep a straight face through those scenes?
Yeah, Steph who plays Coley, our lead, when y'all see it, that Peppermint is played by her husband, and I don't want to spoil it either, but we were all dying. It was the end of the day.
Yeah.
He took his shirt off and just started rolling, riffing and rolling. And
so most of that was just ad lib then.
It was ad lib.
Oh my God, that makes it even better.
Yeah. Straight up monologuing. They were just like, Dom, keep the camera rolling.
Yeah. And there's like a part where he kind of goes out and they think he's gone and he comes back into frame talking about more nonsense. Be the water, right? Man. Be the water. Yeah.
Water, man, all the bees are gonna be gone like next week.
It really reminds me, like on my Facebook, like I kind of intentionally try to post as much ridiculous like conspiracy theory stuff as I can. Like if I see a meme of birds aren't real, I'm posting it, and I'm just like, I'm hoping everybody's just like, does he think that for real? Or like, so like I really identified with that.
Yeah, you're gaslighting Facebook. Hey, it needs to happen.
Yeah, that's a fact. So when can we expect it out?
Yeah, November 2nd.
November 2nd, so we're right around the corner with that.
Yes, yeah, so we're in pre-order mode. We're telling everyone, all our friends and family, to to download it. And then, yeah, November 2nd, it comes out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So like how much, like, cause you got to do some character stuff in that too. You got to do the Australian lady, and you got to do the, what was it? The Rush went undercover as a Russian maid for 6 months. Oh my God.
they were like, so you're a YouTube detective, do whatever you want. And I was thinking about, okay, so how can I push it?
Yeah.
And I love wearing wigs, and mm-hmm. I was like, guys, what if she kind of like goes undercover for certain things? And they're like, oh yeah, we do this insert to show the audience what your character's about before right. we actually meet her. So yeah, I did the Russian nanny who goes undercover and rescues my real life dog from a wine cellar.
Yeah.
Australian chick was like, the night before, they're like, Lauren, okay, so we have this idea for a scene, you're going to be meeting Triple T,
yeah,
what do you think? And I was like, you know, I'm thinking Australian,
because it's just so over yeah. the top.
It was like, oh my God, it was the most broad thing in the that I did in the movie, and it is everybody's favorite part when they talk about my character.
It's amazing. Like, I also the sneakiness that Freddie had.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you picked up on that.
Yeah, it was just like this over the top, like, where's she at? Like, she's everywhere. It
comes out of nowhere and just slinks out.
Yeah. I love it. And so, like, I guess, like, you got to, I mean, like, you're kind of in that world for real yourself. So, I mean, I guess you got to kind of make fun of it and
yeah,
all that from the other side too. So that's a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to be able to make fun of it and like be on that side and not take it so seriously. Cause it's ridiculous. I grew up as a 90s kid and yep. Man, we've had to adapt.
We have, man. Like, holy shit. Like, dude, I mean, think of all the tech we've seen, like, just changing through our generation. Like, I mean, I started on the original Nintendo, and now I've got a computer in my pocket. It's madness.
Yeah. Do you find yourself wanting to go back to a flip phone? Because I do.
No, I've gotten, like, so adjusted to mine. Like, because, like, now it's just, like, an addiction. Now it's just, like... Yeah. Now I can't not have my phone. I think like on The Office, there was a part where Ryan like was separated from his phone. And it was like, I can't do it. I want to be with my phone. And like, that speaks to me.
Yep. You're all Ryan Howard.
Yep. And that sucks. Worst from The Office we all could have been.
Definitely has not been to Thailand.
No. I love it. I think it's funny too, like, because you know, I feel like there's like, you know, within like the online community, I feel like there's like a lot of focus on like true crime stuff. So like, even with that, you kind of got to make fun of that a little bit too.
Yep. Yeah, like one of my inspirations for the character was actually Zach Bagans.
Okay.
Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
Not really true crime, but I loved how serious he is.
Oh yeah.
And it just makes everything else going on around him funnier to me.
Yeah.
I based my character off Zach Bagans.
I love it. My buddy is so obsessed with that. So we used to watch that all the time. So like I haven't seen it for a while, but like we've seen like all the early episodes. And what's the one guy is just always like the ghost is always picking on him and things like that.
Yeah, the tall one, he's always got that pack on his chest or something.
Yeah,
he's always like, what was that?
Whoa.
You're on the back of my neck. And I'm like, snack.
I love it. So getting to do a movie that like kind of involves Bigfoot, I've got to ask, because like it gives me an opening to ask about cryptids. So like, do you believe in Bigfoot? What are your favorite cryptids?
Yeah. First of all, mm-hmm. What is a cryptid?
All right, so a cryptid is like, okay, so there's like Bigfoot, Loch Ness, like any monster that's like kind of folklorish. I think aliens fall under because they're not confirmed, but any kind of like monster or legend thing like that isn't like absolutely confirmed, so to speak.
Got it. Well, now I have a new word in my vocabulary. Thanks, JD.
Absolutely.
I believe in that stuff. I do.
Yep.
I think there's a very hairy man in the mountains everywhere. There's one hairy man in the mountain because he changes, right? There's
and
he's covered in fur, which is white. And then, yeah, there's the Bigfoot. But who's my favorite? You know who my favorite is? Okay, so do you know who La Llorona is?
Uh-uh.
So she's the lady in white. Our neighbor's from Ensenada, Mexico. And and he would always around Christmas. Halloween.
I know, we're like feeling like that, like it's like that, like Christmas shit is up, so it's like I'm already feeling like we're in Christmas mode already.
Oh yeah, Home Depot, all the Christmas stuff is out.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. So yeah, our neighbor growing up, he would always be like, "Have you seen La Llorona?" And we were like, "Who is La Llorona, Rick?" And he's like, "The lady in white. She murders children. She takes them away."
Oh, that's awesome.
So I don't know, I have like a soft spot for La Llorona.
Okay. I gotta say my favorite is aliens. Any kind of alien anything. Like if you bring me a story from the most disreputable source ever that's like, yep, this is proof of aliens, I'm like, no, absolute proof. It's right there. Like, yeah. You can convince me of anything with aliens.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, how self-centered do we have to be to think that we're the only ones here?
Thank you.
No.
It's the grays that scare me the most.
What?
The gray ones that scare me the most. The ones with like the big oval eyes and the big heads.
Yeah. The Roswell looking.
Yeah.
Roswell mascot.
Yeah. I'd love to visit Roswell. I've never even got a chance to get out to the West Coast yet.
Where do you want to go when you come out here? Like, what's number one on your list?
Okay, number one is, and I know my wife is going to fight this, but I have got to visit, specifically in Los Angeles, the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Cool. Yeah. Yes.
Because of Lemmy from Motorhead.
Dope. Oh, my God.
That is my most favorite band of all time, and that's like one of my meccas that I have to hit.
You have to go there. It great pizza.
Yeah.
So sticky in the best way. Yeah. It's great. It's so great.
I love it. But there's so many other places. I mean, like, dude, just LA, like San Francisco. Like, I was like listening to a podcast the other day about Alcatraz. Now I'm just texting my wife in the middle of the day. Hey, we need to go to San Francisco so we can visit Alcatraz. She's like, what? What are you doing? Like,
I just love.
Yeah, right. Oh man. So one of the other things I saw on your IMDb page, it said that you had also studied improv. Mm-hmm. I've never done improv, so I wanted to know if you would want to maybe like do a quick lesson on improv with me and see if we can have some fun with that.
Oh heck yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yes and. See, that's rule number one.
Yes and.
Yes, and we're gonna do it.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah, always make your partner feel supported. Yeah, exactly. Can you hear the ice cream truck back there?
Yeah.
You know, let's take it. That's our suggestion. Let's do a quick little improv scene.
Okay.
And you and I were best friends.
Okay.
And ice cream truck is all we get. All right.
All right.
Well, I'll initiate.
All right.
All right, here we go. Okay. Brock, guess what?
What?
The ice cream truck is outside.
Oh, bro. I wonder if they have those Ninja Turtle ones. We need to go.
Yes. Oh, my God. Wait. Hold on. I don't have any money.
Okay. There's a convenience store right down the road. What if we go and rob it?
Oh, my God.
And then we could have all the ice cream in the ice cream truck. We could just rob the ice cream truck.
Brock.
Dude, I got this gun.
You just turned 13 yesterday. You were drunk with power.
Dude, I can't help it. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption and it works every time in there. So we could just steal all the ice cream. We would never have to wait for the ice cream man again. We could be the ice cream man.
Let's be the ice cream man.
And seed.
Push that.
Oh man. See, this is just, I never get to be as silly as I want to be. So
you're a natural at it.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, that was fun. Thank you for doing that with me. That was awesome.
Of course. You know what? You did really well in that.
Yeah.
You heightened it. You Michael Scotted it from The Office.
Yeah. You know, it was funny because, like, I knew I was going to ask you that. And I was like, in my head, I was thinking of that, of Michael Scott always pulling the gun. And I was like, in my head earlier today, I was like, all right, when you do that, don't just pull a gun. And then I did it. I was like, fuck.
Great. You heightened the scene. I mean, we went from ice cream truck to gun.
And then I love how you took the age down too. Like, you just like changed the whole dynamic. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a good time. That was fun. I need to look more into improv, I think.
You should. And I think everybody should take an improv class because it aids you in your real life.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm quicker on my feet.
I'm confident
when I'm, you know, ordering at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm just bantering with the waiter. I'm the only one laughing in that scenario.
So a little bit of like craziness just out in the wild. Just
or I'll just drop a random Australian accent in the Starbucks line, you know?
So how often do you do stuff like that? You'll just randomly do that?
I'll randomly do that. Yeah.
Just that's fun.
Just to keep my hand in.
That's fun. Does that ever embarrass your friends or anything like that? Do they ever, or do they just expect it at this point?
Just expect it. And I've been doing it since high school.
That's awesome. See, I mean, you've been like, I mean, like, this is just like your world then. Like, it's just what you've been wanting to do since high school then.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. I love it. Well, I got to see the movie. I can't wait for everybody else to see the movie. Before I ask one more question I have for you, where can everybody find you?
Oh, guys, come follow me. Come hang out on the socials. I'm on Instagram, Lauren Howard Hayes. There's my name down there. And then also on TikTok. I have more fun on TikTok. And JD, you need to get on TikTok.
I'm trying and my wife is too. So like, we just haven't done it yet. So like, I'm gonna hit you up when we do, and then yeah, maybe we'll do something together. We'll do like, I'll do a Donald Trump. I could do an okay Donald Trump, you know. So I'm the best. I'm great at doing Donald Trump.
Oh, that is wonderful. Are you my husband?
Yes, absolutely. I have the greatest wife in the world. She is the best. She is a model.
Thank you so much.
I am the real president. I make marriage great again.
Especially because we sleep in separate bedrooms. Thank you.
That's the key. It was her idea. Awesome. I love it. I love it. So everybody go and follow her there. She is hilarious. Check out the new movie. And then one last question I have for you here. So since you were in a dark comedy here, I want to ask, what is your favorite dark comedy of all time?
Ooh. Oh my goodness. Ralphie. That's my dog, Ralphie, if you can't hear him.
Yeah.
I loved Barry. Did you watch Barry?
I don't think I have.
It's with Bill Hader on HBO.
I haven't seen that one. Wait, I've seen it advertised, but I haven't seen it yet.
The hitman turned actor.
I love Hader and everything he does, so I'm sure it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I got to say, my favorite is definitely Dr. Strangelove.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's Stanley Kubrick's film, so you know it's going to be wild anyway. Wow. And basically the plot is this. So like, it's set in Cold War, like America versus Russia, all that kind of shit. And one of the military commanders goes insane and launches a nuclear strike on Russia, and they can't communicate with the jet to get it, to stop it. So they have like this whole like, the main guy, I can't remember his name. Peter Sellers. He plays three different roles, including the president. And it's absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend you check it out.
I really need to. I did not know that Peter Sellers was in a Kubrick film.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you. You've opened up my world, James.
You will so love this movie. I need you to check it out and let me know what you think.
Okay. Okay. Are you on Instagram? I'm going to follow you on Instagram.
I am. Let me see. I haven't done much, but I am Dudist Weirdo.
Dudist Weirdo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dude, thank you so much for being here. This was a blast.
Oh my God. This is so fun. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.